A definite solution is yet to be found when it comes to homelessness, as there are many circumstances that may cause a person to go homeless, from economic disasters and unaffordable cost of living to substance and alcohol abuse. Joe Rosetta, from formerly known Santo Domingo, now Kiwa, is breaking ground using his own techniques.
I do everything that support, traditionally. I do counseling traditionally. I do family. I do all kinds of even AA and stuff, but I consider, you know, doing it in our language and stuff, you know, and it's a lot more easier for people to understand and be able to cope. For all the people that are considering send themselves homeless and they're up and about, they're not necessarily homeless, but they wander. They wander the streets of the cities, and sometimes they feel that I'm on the way. No good for the family. But this is their own thought. And all their thoughts are not necessarily the reason why that they're out there. But they choose to be out there, feeling that they are not a part of that family. Sometimes fellas come around. They'll knock on the door 10 o'clock at night. And when I answer, I say, Joe, or Mr. Rosetta, yes, sir, what can I do for you? I want a hug. I want a big hug. And I want it from you. Sure, I'll give you my hug. But I want my soul, my feeling, to pass on to you when I'm hugging you. So let it in so you understand me a little more. I'm here through this office. That's where I'm at with everybody, anybody. Anybody wants traditional help, I'm here for them. I go to Santa Fe, I do the same thing. I go into the village and I do that, the same thing.
One story in all the years as a traditional healer weighs heavily on Mr. Rosetta.
From not too long ago, I was talking to a young person here, and he's always here. He's a veteran as well, so he gets to spend some time there in my metal shop and does his jewelry and whatnot. And then I lost him Thursday. He didn't come back Thursday. I probably went out selling some. So I left it at that. Friday, I went to Santa Fe. And he was there at the shelter. Hey, what are you doing here? I'm just waiting for a ride, he says. I'm waiting for a ride, and you're going to come around in a few minutes, so you're going to take me to the hospital. So he's got a problem with his heart. So anyways, when I was still there, almost 1:30 or 1-2 o'clock, and me and the boss up there from Santa Fe, the director, Joseph, we went outside and we were just kind of like standing around looking over all the people that are right there, just kind of pretty much being visible and keeping everybody in line. But anyways, we were talking when the ride came, and the lady that was driving asked him, have you seen such and such person? Yeah, I think he's in the back. Hold on a sec. So I went around the site, and he was there. And we told him, hey, your ride is here. Okay, so he got on that little car and drove him off to the hospital. And then that weekend, that was the last time I saw him. That weekend, Sunday night, Sunday evening, he was still up in Santa Fe, and he had some jewelry with him. So he was selling up there. But apparently somewhere in that area on the Sarias Road, he was crossing the street, and the driver didn't see him. Boom. That was it. He never came home.
If you go away, as I know you must.
Even though the prevention of homelessness seems to be a never-ending uphill battle, Mr. Rosetta will never give up on people and fight passionately to the end.
We do try. We don't have the answers. We rightfully don't have the answers. We never have the correct words to say, and nobody nowhere ever has the exact right words to turn a life around. If I can help another individual and have them, you know, help them see tomorrow again, and the next, then I have that feeling of a life that's just been saved. And it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.